Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I'm Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for themselves and their family. We go in depth on a bunch of topics from paperwork to closets to daily routines. Today, we're talking about moving. It is a daunting task, moving every single item you own. Every magazine, every sock, every necklace, every toy. Imagine you just got a new book from the library. It's about 250 pages long, so you know it'll take you maybe 6 hours to read it. But you don't have 6 hours to sit down and read it. And if you wait until you have 6 uninterrupted hours, the book will sit there unread until the end of time. Imagine instead that you dedicate reading 20 minutes or maybe 20 pages a day. You're going to finish the book. It may take a couple of weeks, but you're going to get through it. I want you to take this same approach with getting ready for a move. You don't have to spend 10, 12, 15 hours a day packing up for 5 days straight. That'll make you stressed the entire time. Instead of thinking, I need to get this entire room packed today, focus on doing just small areas of the room like a dresser and start a little bit sooner in advance. You could also just work on setting a very small time limit and get done what you can in that time frame. We are, of course, going to use my reduce, arrange, maintain philosophy. Reduce what you want to take with you, arrange it in a way that makes sense inside the boxes, and maintain a system to be consistent in all of the boxes. Moving is a really unique situation because you might be doing all three of these at the same time. As you're reducing, you'll also be putting stuff into boxes and making sure they're all in your system simultaneously. Ideally, we would like to start doing this well before the move, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 months. However, I know there's some situations where you don't have that kind of time on your side. But if you have even 2 to 3 weeks, you can make a lot of progress in just a little bit of time each day. Let's say it's going to take you 50 hours to pack up all your stuff. Instead of doing 10 hours a day over 5 days, you can instead do 2 to 3 hours over the course of 3 weeks. Before you even start with the reduce, arrange, maintain, I like to start by making a list of spaces you have and about how long it should take you to go through each space. First, break each room down into sections. For example, you might have several different categories in the kitchen: pots and pans, dishes, Tupperware. Getting small enough zones is going to allow you to use some of that unrealized downtime to tackle a little drawer or linen closet as you're waiting for the chicken to cook for dinner. Next, make a note of how long you think it'll take you to tackle that area. Getting these numbers accurate will be a really hard thing to do, but try to be realistic. If you're a book lover and quite honestly are not going to get rid of any of your books, it's just going to be putting them into boxes. Easy, that's just going to be under an hour. However, if you're going to be able to go through and get rid of a lot of the books and need to go through each one individually one at a time, it's going to take you much longer. Another thing to note is you can immediately start with the areas of the house that you won't need until after the move. Maybe your out-of-season clothing, your holiday decorations, baby items you're saving in case you have another kid. You can start with those as soon as you decide to move and get a jump on it. Any potential buyer is definitely going to appreciate you having less stuff in your listing photos. Finding time to start this is always going to be a hard part. Try maybe putting a daily reminder on your calendar. Wake up 30 minutes earlier for the next few weeks, or for every 40-minute TV show you watch, spend 20 minutes going through a couple of drawers. That's already 50 minutes a day if you've worked 30 plus 20. Over the course of a month, that is up to a full 24 hours. If you're able to, also use your weekends to your advantage. Take an hour in the morning and one in the afternoon to tackle a slightly larger area, like a linen closet or your infrequently used kitchen items. When you have your list with how much time it'll take you to go through each space, it's much easier for you to get started since you have a roadmap. Now that you have your list of areas and the time it should take, it's time to start reducing and packing. Here's a short list of four questions for you to use as you're kind of getting through the reduce part. Number one, do I like it and is it still my style? Two, is it in good condition? Three, when is the last time I used it? And four, if it got lost in the move, would I immediately go out and replace it? As you come across items that you're ready to part with that will not be making the move with you, make sure you have a few bins clearly marked donation, just so they don't end up at your new place. A quick note here, you may have some areas on that list that are maybe more sentimental or emotional for you to go through. Make sure you're really in the right headspace to tackle those areas, and try not to do emotional spaces one after another after another. Take some time off and go through your kitchen utensils in between some of those harder areas for you. My lovely next door neighbors are moving this spring, and with two kids, they're unsure how to pack things since the kids always have more stuff than anyone else. The first tip is to pack up anything that your current kids have outgrown if you're planning on having more children. Or if you're done with kids and all of the kids have outgrown the item, put it right in one of those donation boxes. Second, you can start packing the out-of-season clothing. If it's springtime and you're moving in 2 months, all of that winter gear can be boxed up right now. Maybe it's the middle of winter and you're about to move. All of the summer water toys can be packed up immediately right away. Back in episode 12, I covered kids' toys and mentioned keeping kid toys on rotation. If that's something you do, you can start packing up toys into boxes, but not taping them down. You swap out the boxes just like you would with toys in your usual rotation. As you remove toys from the rotation, put them back into the moving box, in with your other boxes. This will keep minimal toys out for the kids, but still have them organized in labeled boxes as you approach your moving date. Let's move on to the arrange part a little bit. You'll want to try to put stuff into the boxes in a way that makes sense to you when you unpack. Specifically, you're going to want to box them up as you're going to unload them in the new house, not how you have them now. That may not end up being much different, but it could be if your kids are now getting their own rooms, or maybe now you only have one living room instead of two. There's a couple of good ways to label your boxes. You can write the room and context directly onto the box, either with a permanent marker or some Amazon labels. You can get literally 1,000 labels for under $20. Another option for some of my computer savvy people is to just label the boxes by room and a box number, and then use a spreadsheet to keep track of all the contents. My personal favorite moving tip is to make sure you pack a couple of "Open Me First" boxes. These need to be the very last ones into the moving truck, or even think about moving them in your own car in case there's some type of delays. When you arrive at the new house, ensure they're put in an easy-to-access area. This is a really great job if you have parents who want to help out but maybe can't physically move a lot of stuff. Put them in charge of unpacking these few boxes as everyone else is kind of moving stuff around. Let me give you some ideas of what to pack in these "Open Me First" boxes. For the general box, it'd be something like scissors, box cutters, first aid kit, and tape. For the bathrooms, towels, hand towels, washcloths, toilet paper, hand soap, travel shampoo and conditioners, toothbrush, toothpaste, shower curtain, and hooks. For your bedroom, sheets, pillows, blankets. And for the kitchen, hand soap, dish soap, a sponge, trash can and bags, paper towels, paper plates, cups, utensils, bottled water, dog, bowls, food, and treats. Things that you would need right away that you probably wouldn't last long without. You will absolutely get frustrated if your system breaks down and you have no idea what's in these boxes. At the end of your packing, if you end up just throwing things into boxes and not labeling them in any way, you're going to spend weeks looking for your bedding. At the new house, another suggestion is to tape up a sheet of paper with the room name on each door so everyone is crystal clear on what boxes go where. If you can, I recommend putting all the boxes directly into the room they'll end up, instead of just dropping them in a main area. This is really important because you need to make sure you're consistent with how you're packing things up. Future you in the new house will certainly be grateful. Moving is definitely going to be one of the biggest, hardest organizational jobs you will ever tackle. But by preparing in advance, having a plan, and being consistent, you can definitely make it easier on yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be back next time to discuss a very specific subset of moving, downsizing. To learn more about Organizing CU in the meantime, or to see what else I've been up to, check out organizingcu.com. Make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, let's get organized.